Our New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 1 through 26. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in such a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, after being captured by him to do his will. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jeffrey Harder, Saints Peter and Paul Lutheran Church, Sharon, Pennsylvania.
The gospel is not popular. It never has been. St. Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel, which was unpopular among many in his day. The gospel is not popular today either. The world, which sees truth as relative, will not accept the gospel as truth. Approximately half of the people in the world live in areas where the preaching of the gospel is illegal or where Christians are openly persecuted. The gospel is considered by many people to be too exclusive when it claims to be the only way of salvation. It's considered by many people to be irrelevant to their lives as they focus only on this life, believing that this is all there is. Many refuse to listen to the law, which convicts us and shows us the need for the gospel, preferring rather to hear a message that tells them that they are okay and they have no need to be saved by anyone but themselves. Many people want to hear a message that makes them happy with their lives as they are and accept sinful behavior as an alternative lifestyle. They want a message that never challenges them to believe differently from those of the world. They want a gospel which proclaims that all people go to a magical or mystical afterlife, no matter what they believed. Many people would chain the gospel. The Word of God, as a whole, has been banned from schools, courts, public events, and we must confess that we also are guilty of trying to chain the gospel when we timidly refrain from speaking it or defending it, and when we live our lives contrary to God's word, thus making it seem unauthentic to the public. Many Christians accept the gospel as God's gracious gift to them, but refuse to share it with others. Many won't even go out of their way to invite someone to church. We need to remember that while the gospel is God's gift given to each of us personally through the sacraments and the preached word, it is not a gift meant only for us. We must repent of our selfishness when we hide the gospel from others who desperately need to hear its message of hope and life. Those who disown Christ by refusing to accept the gospel as the truth miss out on its blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and they're in danger of severing themselves from the Savior. But regardless of how the world views the Word of God, it cannot be chained. The truth remains the truth, regardless of whether or not someone believes it. The gospel cannot be silenced, and its power will not become ineffective in the hearts and lives of the faithful because of those who refuse to believe. Christ will always remain faithful to his promise to forgive and to empower us by the Holy Spirit to carry the gospel to others. When we fail or fall short, or when our faith becomes weak, Christ will not abandon us, for he remains faithful to his promises. By the awesome power of the Holy Spirit, the gospel will continue to be preached through us, or even in spite of us, when we fail or fall short. For the power of the gospel comes not from us, but from God. And God invites us to experience the awesome power of his unchained gospel, to experience the wonderful purpose and meaning in life as his redeemed and recreated children, called to go forth with his gospel and carry out his will. He invites us to experience the joy and freedom of Christ's forgiveness, which empowers us so that we don't become too weary or discouraged as we carry his message to others. He invites us to experience the joyful victory over sin and death through Christ's death and resurrection, and to go forth with that message of victory as soldiers of Christ. He invites us to experience the joy of seeing the seed of the gospel take root in others, so that they also can have the same full and abundant life that we have been given. And he invites us to experience the joy of running by Christ's power the race he set before us, knowing that by his strength we shall obtain the victory when we keep our eyes on him. St. Paul was in chains because of the gospel, but the gospel cannot be chained. May we rejoice and give thanks that the powerful gospel was preached to us, that we may believe and be saved. And may we joyfully share that gospel with others, that they also may receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation through our crucified and risen and ever-living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jeffrey Harder from Saints Peter and Paul Lutheran Church in Sharon, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.